弟兄姐妹们，朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and friends.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你，在我们还是罪人的时候，父神你就差派你的独生爱子耶稣基督来到这个世上为我们死。
We thank you for sending your only begotten Son to this world while we were still sinners.
他不但为我们死，而且是在十字架上三日后复活。
Not only he died for us, he died on the cross.
让我们这些本该灭亡的人，不但有今生的盼望，也有永生的盼望。
For all of us who should perish, yet we still have not only the hope for today and for the future eternal.
父神，我们来到你的面前，就求主你检查我们每个人的心。
So we come before you, Father, you examine our hearts.
主，我们过去有得罪你的，有得罪人的，求主你赐给我们一个悔改的心。
Please give us the heart of repentance.If we have sinned against you and against others,
我们若被别人冒犯，主你也赐给我们一颗赦免的心。
If we have been offended by others, let us also know how to forgive.
主你，我们软弱的主，你赐给我们力量。
Give us strength where we are weak.
我们信心小的，你就添加我们的信心。
If we are lack of faith, please give us the faith.
让我们放下一切的残累，能够全心的来敬拜你。
So let us put aside all the troubles and worship you with all heartedness.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray and ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
可能我们每个人都有这样的经历或者感受，特别是年纪大的人。
Maybe we all have such experiences or move, especially for those who are elderly.
那就是很多我们过去计划或者盼望发生的一些事情没有发生。
That was many things we have expected but did not happen.
而很多发生的事情是我们从来没有想到过的。
And many things that happened to us, we did not expect.
那我们在座的很多人可能是从来也没有想到过自己会从中国大陆或者台湾或者香港、澳门能够来到美国这个地方来居住。
So many of us may never thought that we may come to the United States from mainland Taiwan or Macau.
那么就拿我自己而言，我也是生长在中国的一个偏僻的农村。
For myself, I grew up in a countryside of China.
那我小时候可能最大的盼望就是能够长大在城市生活。
So my greatest hope when I was little is to grow up and live in a big city.
那么其实我过去呢是想做一名医生，但是却没有进入医学院。
I hoped to be a physician, but I did not enter the medical school.
反而进入一所师范大学的物理系。
And I went into a normal university to study physics.
那毕业以后呢，就在一所中学当物理老师。
And after graduation, I became a high school teacher.
我真是从来没有想到过我自己能够在美国能够成为一名牧师。
I have never thought I would become a pastor in the United States.
那我们再举一些身边的例子。
I'll give you another example.
那么在加州呢，几乎每年都有森林大火发生。
So in California, there's always big fire.
然而人们从来没有想到过今年的大火会创造历史的记录。
But we never expected today, this year, the fire broke the record.
那么至今它还继续在蔓延，而且是越烧越厉害。
And it's getting worse even still today.
我们在座的很多人也知道，那么现在中美正在有很在贸易战。
So we know that here is a war now between the United States and China.
那么谁也不希望这个贸易战继续下去。
Nobody wants this war on the trade to continue.
然而这场没有消业的战争却在不断的升级，而且愈演愈烈。
And actually, this kind of trade war continued and getting worse.
那么类似的故事呢，其实我们每个人可能都能讲出一大堆。
So we can all say many of those kind of stories.
所有的这些都告诉我们，很多的事情并不是我们人能控制的。
So this just tells us there's many things is out of our control.
我们人也不知道明天会发生什么。
We have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow.
我们更不能完全明白为什么会发生这些事情。
We can never completely understand why it happens.
那么传道书的三章十一节，他这样的告诉我们。
So in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11.
他说神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在人的心里。然而神从始至终的作为人不能参透。
He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart. Yet, so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end.
那么主耶稣呢，几次都告诉过他的门徒说他要被杀，三日后要从死里复活。
Many times Jesus had told his disciples he's going to be murdered and he's going to resurrect after 3 days.
然而直到他复活升天后差下圣灵之前，那么当时跟随他的门徒都不明白他在讲什么。
So after he was resurrected, before he sent us the Holy Spirit, many of his disciples did not understand what he was talking.
其实所有他的门徒和犹太人，所有的犹太人一样，都是在盼望弥赛亚带领他们能够推翻罗马政府。
So all his disciples, just like all the Romans, they were hoping the Messiah would come and lead them against the Roman Empire.
能够重新建立他们强大的以色列国。
To reestablish their country, Israel.
所以呢，当他们看着他们看着主耶稣呢被钉死在十字架上的时候，他们都以为他们的盼望都破灭了。
So after they seen that Christ wasn't crucified, they think all their hope just diminished.
因为什么？因为他们从来没有想到这位主耶稣拿撒勒人耶稣会从死里复活。
They have never thought that the Jesus from Nazareth will resurrect.
下面我们就从这段信息，就是主耶稣应验他三日后从死里复活的预言。
So today, from this passage which prophesied after Jesus' death,
那我们从三方面来跟大家分享。
We're going to study this from three different points.
那么第一点就是三位这个女门徒，那么他们见证了坟墓的被打开。
So the three female disciples witnessed the door of the tomb was open.
第二点就是天使呢宣告主耶稣的复活。
So the second is an angel announced the resurrection of the Lord.
最后我们也会看到天使吩咐他们和其他的门徒要去让他们去预定的地点呢去。
So the third point is the angel instructed them to meet the resurrected Savior at the predetermined place with other disciples.
我们下面看第一点，就是三位女门徒呢，他们见证了主耶稣的坟墓被打开。
So we first look, the three female disciples witnessed the door of the tomb is open.
我们先看第一节，在这里说，过了安息日，摩大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚并撒罗米买了香膏，要去膏耶稣的身体。
So, verse 1, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and the Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him.
那我们知道犹太人呢，他算日期，他是从晚上开始。
We know that the Jews use their calendar beginning at the evening.
因为神在六日的创造这个世界的时候，我们看到每完成一日的创造，他总是说有晚上，有早晨。
Because when the record of God created the world, he says there is a night and there's a day.
所以呢，犹太人的安息日呢，是从周五的晚上六点开始，到周六的晚上六点结束。
That's why the Jewish Sabbath start from 6 o'clock Friday night to 6 o'clock Saturday night.
所以其实呢，这样的话呢，我们的主日也是应该从周六的晚上六点开始，而到主日这个周日的晚上六点结束。
So actually, our Lord's Day should start with at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening and end on 6 o'clock Sunday evening.
那么从上次的信息，我们也了解到，主耶稣大约是在周五的上午九点被钉的十字架。
So from last message, we know that Jesus was crucified at about 9 o'clock in the morning.
而在下午三点他去世，晚上六点之前被约瑟跟尼哥底母安葬了。
So he died at about 3 o'clock. And he was buried by Nicodemus and Joseph before 6 o'clock.
所以当时呢，很多的这个妇女，那么看到了主耶稣被钉十字架和主耶稣去世的这个全部的情景。
There were many women who witnessed how Jesus was crucified and buried.
其中就有摩大拉的玛利亚，还有小雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚，还有就是这个另一个女门徒，就是撒罗米。
So among them there were Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome.
那么在安息日期间呢，所有的这些店铺都是关门的。
So all the shops were closed during Sabbath.
所以安息日一过，这些店铺就重新开始营业。
So when the Sabbath passed, they're open for business.
也就是在周六晚上的六点以后，可能他们很多店铺就又重新开始营业。
So that many shops are open after 6 o'clock on Saturday.
而为了周日一清早呢，就到坟墓去膏主耶稣的身体。那么这三位妇人呢，可能很周六的晚上，安息日这个一结束就去买了香膏。
So it's most likely these three women went to buy the spice right after Sabbath is over in order to go anoint him the next day.
他们要想去主，那么他们要想去膏主的身体呢，首先要知道安葬主的坟墓在哪里。
If they want to anoint the body, they must know where the body of the Lord was buried.
那么上次的信息呢，我们也告诉我们，摩大拉的玛利亚和小雅各的母亲玛利亚呢，都看到了被主安葬的全过程。
So from the last passage, we saw that Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, they both witnessed where Jesus was buried.
他们不但知道主的坟墓在哪里。他们也看到了有一块大石头堵在了坟墓上。
Not only they knew where was the body, they also knew there was a big rock covered the entrance.
那我们看一下第二节和第四第二节到第四节，这里在告诉我们，他说七日的第一日清晨，出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里，彼此说：“谁给我们把石头从墓门拱开呢？”那石头原来很大。他们抬头一看，却见石头已经拱开了。
So from verses 2 to 4, and very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb, and they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back.It was very large.
那么七日的第一日呢，也就是我们现在的主日，那么也就是周日。
So the first day of the week is today. In today is the Lord's Day, is Sunday.
那么他们其实不可能在漆黑的夜晚去膏主耶稣的身体。
It's unlikely to go to anoint the body and in the evening.
所以呢，他们很可能很早就从家里出发，因为他们在太阳出来之后要到坟墓。
It's like they have left their home very early before the sun came up.
那么也许是因为他们的心里面的着急或者紧张，他们只是想尽快来膏主耶稣的身体。
Maybe they were very hurried, so they want to come to anoint the body as soon as possible.
当然了，到他坟墓时，他们才想起来有一大块石头挡在坟墓门。
So as they come close to the tomb, they realize that there was a big rock that blocked the entrance.
所以这也就是意味着他们虽然来到了坟墓，却不能进到里边。
So this would mean they even they can came to the tomb, but they cannot enter.
但是他们知道凭他们三个妇人的力量呢，也根本不可能挪开那块石头。
And they also know, just be for the three of them, they have no strength to remove it.
而出乎他们预料的是，石头已经滚开了。
But as they unexpected, the stone will roll away.
其实呢，类似的事件呢，在圣经中有很多的这样的故事。
So there are so many such examples in the Bible.
我们还记得，当摩西带领以色列人出埃及后不久，法老的追兵其实就追他们了。
So we know that the right after Moses took the Israelites, the Pharaoh's soldier chased them.
那么当他们到了红海的边上时，这些军队就追上了。
So when they reached the edge of the Red Sea, they were caught.
那么此时挡在他们前面的是红海，后面就是追兵。
So in front of them is the Red Sea, behind them are the army.
以色列人都以为他们这下肯定是完了。
So all the Israelites thought they were done.
但是他们从来没有想到红海会分开。
They have never expected the Red Sea to depart.
他们让以色列人平安的过去，却成了法老的这些追兵的坟墓。
So the sea parted and let the Israelites go through.And drawn all the soldiers of Pharaoh.
我们也知道，当约书亚呢带领以色列人，他们想在进迦南地的时候。
We also know when Joshua led the people enter Canaan.
那么又有约旦河挡在他们的前面。
So they were faced with the River Jordan.
那么以色列人也没想到，神又将约旦河上游的水给停住。
So they didn't expect God to stop the water.Coming from upper stream,
所以让他们如走干地过去
，so that they can walk on the dry land across over.
那么是我们从这里面我们看到，不管这位三位妇人，他们是都有一个爱主的热情。
So we know that all the three women has great love for the Lord.
那么摩西跟约书亚呢，我们也看到他们有一颗完全顺服神的心。
We also know that the Moses and Joshua, they both are very obedient to the Lord.
那么就在座的你我每个弟兄姐妹，我们也在跟随主的道路上，可能会遇到各样的拦阻。
So, for you and I, in our lifetime journey, we may run into different troubles.
然而，只要我们抱着一颗爱主和顺服主的心，那么看这里告诉我们了，多大拦阻，神也会把它拿走。
So, as long as we have a heart that loves the Lord and be obedient to Him, no matter what kind of resistance we can overcome.
因为在主没有难成的事。
Because there's nothing difficult for the Lord.
那么这三位妇人呢，满以为坟墓的门已经被打开，他们完全可以进入坟墓来高主耶稣的身体。
So for these three women, they saw the tomb was open. They know they can enter into the tomb.
然而，他们从来又没想到的事发生了。
But something happened they didn't expect again.
那我们看第二点，就是天使宣告主的复活。
So that's the second point. An angel announced the resurrection of the Savior.
那么在第五节到第六节，这样告诉我们。他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，甚惊恐。那少年人对他们说：“不要惊恐，你们寻找的那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。”
Verse 5 and 6 And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed.And he said to them, Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who has crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him.
那么这三位妇人呢，他们早早的就预备了，去买了香料，那么想带着香料来到坟墓，来膏主耶稣的身体。
So they have already prepared the spice, and they want to bring the spice and anoint the body.
然而他们进入坟墓才发现主耶稣的身体不在了。
But after they entered, they realized the body was not there.
他们看见的却是身穿白衣的天使。
What they saw was an angel dressed in white.
那么当他们正在惊恐万分的时候呢，天使告诉他们说不要惊慌。
While they were alarmed, but the angel told them not be alarmed.
告诉他们说他们要高的主耶稣已经复活离开这里了。
Told them the Lord they were going to anoint has already risen.
那么并且指给他们看主耶稣曾经躺卧过的地方。
And show them the place where they laid the Lord Jesus.
那么我们在马可福音这本书里面呢，他没有记载到就是他们指给他看那个地方是一个什么样子。
In the book of Mark, it did not record what the place was like.
但是在这个约翰福音里面，他告诉我们，在约翰福音20:6-7，他有这样的记载。
But it's recorded in John 20:6-7.
他说，西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处。是另在一处卷着。
Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloth laying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying there with the linen cloth, but folded up in the place by itself.
那么从我们的中文圣经的翻译中呢，好多。这个道就这里面看上去像什么一些动词的用法呢，我们这个里面显示不出来。
So in the Chinese translation, it's very difficult to see the verbs that's used.
但是呢，在希腊语的圣经中，这段话的意思它是这样子的。
So in the Greek, it means this.
就是说，那些包主耶稣身体的细麻布和裹头巾还像当初的样子那样立在那里。
So it says that the linen cloth that was covered the Lord Jesus' body and the head was lying there in the original form.
所以只是主耶稣的身体不在里边了。
But only the body of our Lord is not in it.
所以我们知道约瑟跟尼哥底母他们呢是在主耶稣的身体上涂了香料才裹上的这个细麻布和裹头巾。
We know that both Joseph and Nicodemus, they have anointed the body with spice and wrapped in the linen cloth.
所以呢，这些细麻布或者裹头巾，它肯定是粘在了主耶稣基督的身体上。
So it's very likely those linen cloth was stuck to the body.
所以如果是人为的一条一条的解开颤开呢，他们会可能就是会堆在一处。
So if people try to remove this linen cloth, they will be put together in a pile on the side.
而不是像这样像蝴蝶脱离了蚕茧一样，那么蚕茧呢就那样的原封不动的留在那里了。
So it's not like this as if, you know, the butterfly who can transform out of the course.
那么这里面天使的宣告和这个细麻布及裹头巾摆放的样式告诉我们两个真理。
So this tells us two truths.
那么一个是主耶稣应验他的预言，自己从死里复活了。
This fulfilled the prophecy Jesus said that he himself will be resurrected.
那么他在马可福音的福音里面，我们知道他三次告诉他的门徒，他被杀之后三天他要复活。
So three times in the book of Mark, he told his disciples that after he dies in 3 days he will resurrect.
那么主耶稣呢，在约翰福音的10:18也告诉这些法利赛人，他说：“没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。”我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来，这是我从父受的命令。
So in John 10:18, Jesus said, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father.
我们也知道主耶稣呢，在他的一生的事工中，也使人，也使很多人复活，行过复活的神迹。
We know that Jesus has made some others resurrect as miracles.
那么在约翰福音一章二十五节，那我们知道，在主耶稣使拉撒路复活前，他对拉撒路的这个姐姐马大说过这样一句话。
So in John chapter 11 verse 25, Jesus told Lazarus's brother Martha this, a sister Martha.
所以呢，在约翰福音十一章二十五节，他这样说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。”
Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die,Yet shall he live.
那么他在约翰福音十四章六节，同时也告诉门徒，他说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
So in John 14:6, Jesus said to them, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
所有从这些里面，我们可以看到，主耶稣他是复活的主。
So from all of this, we can see that the Lord Jesus is the Lord of resurrection.
他不但有能力跟权柄使死人复活。
Not only he has the authority and ability to resurrect people.
他也能自己复活，因为他是永活的神。
He can resurrect himself because he is the eternal God.
那么天使向天使的宣告给我们的一个，告诉我们第二个真理，那就是主耶稣从死里复活，战胜了魔鬼和死亡。
So the second truth is that the resurrection of Jesus means he's triumphant over death and Satan.
那么是所有信他的人有了永生的盼望。
So all who believe in him now has eternal hope.
所以哥林多前书十五章十七节也告诉我们，他说：“若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。”
So in 1 Corinthians 15:17, it says, "Then he appears to James." That's not right.
哥林多前书十五章十七节。
Okay, so that if the Lord Jesus did not resurrect.What you believe would be in vain.
所以也可也，我们从这里面也可以知道，如果我们作为基督徒，如果基督没有复活，我们所信的这一切都是没有意义的。
So if Jesus did not resurrect, all whatever we believed are in vain.
但是在哥林多前书的十五章二十节告诉我们，但是基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。
So in verse 20 of 1 Corinthians 15, it says, But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
所以主耶稣呢，为信他的人死在十字架上，乃是义的代替了不义的。
So Jesus died on the cross, which means the righteous died for the unrighteous.
他一次自己献上为赎罪祭。
He has offered himself once for the redemption.
担当了所有他们所有的罪。
And took all their sins.
那么他已经为他们付上了罪的代价。
He has already paid for their wage of sin.
那就是死。
That is death.
那么他成全了律法和先知的预言。
So he has fulfilled the law.And the prophecies of the prophets,
并且满足了神的公义
and also satisfied God's righteousness.
所以在马太福音呢五章十七节，马太福音五章十七节这样告诉我们：莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
So in Matthew 5:17, he says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law." And all the prophets, I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
所以耶稣基督他从死里复活，他是胜了死亡，成为了我们，也成为了我们战胜罪的保证。
So Jesus resurrected from death, he triumphant over death is also assurance for our salvation.
那么耶稣，那么在圣经的哥林多前书15:55-57也告诉我们，他说：“死啊，你的得胜的权势在哪里呢？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜了。”
So in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 55-57, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thank be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，主耶稣基督他已经透过他的死他的复活，他已经成全了律法，已经胜了死亡。
So through his death and resurrection, he has fulfilled the law and overcome death.
所以让我们这些相信他的人也不再惧怕死亡，因为我们知道我们有一天也像主耶稣基督一样的复活。
So for those who believe in him, we shall not fear death, and one day we will also resurrect just like him.
那么天使呢向这些妇人们宣告了主耶稣复活以后。
So after the angels announced the resurrection of the Lord to the women.
那么他又向他们吩咐。
He also instructed them.
那么让他们去告诉别的门徒，那么要在一个预定的地点去见他们复活的主。
To tell the other disciples to go to the predetermined place to meet with the Lord.
那么这也是我们今天的第三点，那么就是第7-8.
This is today's third point, the verses 7-8.
那么第七节在这里说，你们可以去告诉他们，他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前告诉你们的。
So here it says, from verse 7-8.
就读7.
But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. And they went out and fled from the tomb.For trembling and astonishment had seized them.
那我们看到天使呢在前面，那么这三位妇人向这位三位妇人呢宣告了主的复活。
So previously the angels announced his resurrection to the women.
那么现在又吩咐他们去把这个好消息告诉彼得和其他的门徒。
Now they instruct those women to tell the good news to Peter and the other disciples.
并且让他们去主耶稣从前告诉过他们的地方，跟主在那里会面。
So tell them to go meet the Lord at the place where he has told them before.
然而呢，我们从下面的第八节，还有约翰福音里面的一些记载，我们知道这三个妇人并没有相信天使的宣告。
We know from verse 8 and other places in John, these three women did not believe what the instructions of the angel.
所以他们跑到了彼得和其他的门徒那里，却没有把天使告诉他们的传递给他们。
When they went to see Peter and the other disciples, they did not tell them what the angel instructed her.
那么在第八节他这样说，他们就出来从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
So, verse 8, and they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
我们知道，如果他们相信天使告诉他们有关主耶稣复活的这个好消息。
So if they believe in the good news told them by the angel,
所以他们应当是惊喜，应当是兴高采烈的跑的去告诉彼得和其他门徒，说主耶稣已经复活了。
So they should be very excited and run to the disciples and tell them that the Lord is risen.
他们不应该是这样的害怕发抖而且逃跑。
But they shouldn't be so trembling and astonished and fled.
他们之所以这样做，那是他们以为主耶稣的身体被人挪走了。
The reason they did this because they believed the body has been removed by other people.
那么这在约翰福音二十章二十节有给我们有这样的验证。
So in John chapter
20
and verse 20.
所以在约翰福音二十章的第二节，他这样说：“他们就跑来借西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说：‘有人将主把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。’”
So John 20 verse 2. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them.They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him.
所以呢，他们不信天使的话，那是因为他们从来没有会想到过主耶稣会从死里复活。
The reason they don't believe the angel because they never expected Jesus to resurrect from death.
而他们没有把主耶稣复活的这个好消息告诉门徒，反而是把自己的主观臆断当作事实去告诉了门徒。
So they didn't tell the good news to the disciples, and yet they told them what they personally believed to be true.
那么这个天使也同时告诉他们说，让他们传递的话呢，其实是主耶稣基督以前早就跟他们讲过的。
So actually the good news the angel instructed them to say to the disciples, Jesus had already said to them before.
只是他们根本就没有放在心上，没有足够的去重视主对他们讲的这些话语。
But they didn't care and they did not pay attention to what Jesus had told them.
那么主最少三次告诉过他的门徒关于他的死和复活。
Jesus had told them three times about his death and resurrection.
然而当他们听到这三个妇女说主耶稣身体被人挪走的时候，当时没有一个门徒想到主耶稣是已经复活了。
So when the women told them that the body was removed, none of them thought about Jesus may have resurrected.
所以我们从这三位妇人的身上，我们也可以学到一些功课。
So we can learn some lesson from the three women.
所以他们虽然有爱主的热情，
even though they have the zeal of loving the Lord,
然而他们对主经常告诉他们的话呢，却不在意，没有常常的记在心里。
But they do not remember or cared about what the word said by Jesus to them.
所以在遇到一些突发的事件时候呢，就对自己的主观判断做出一些错误的结论。
So when something unexpected happened, they use their own subjective judgment and make mistakes.
而且还把这些错误的结论呢，当作事实或者真理告诉了别人。
And they tell what their wrong conclusion as if they were true to other people.
所以如果我们这样做的话呢，我们不但不能容身一人，反而可能会害人害己。
So if we do this,We not only cannot glorify God or benefit people, we can actually harm ourselves and others.
我们很可能也有爱主的热情。
Maybe we also have the zeal and love our Lord.
然而我们是否去专心考察主神的话语？
But have we carefully studied God's words?
似乎我们常常是把神的话语记在我们的心里。
Are we often remember keep the words in our hearts?
我们是不是把一些自己的观点当作真理也告诉别人？
Have we telling people what we thought to be true as the truth?
我们是不是有时候也把传福音的时候，或者跟主内的弟兄姐妹分享的时候，我们是不是歪曲神的真理？
So when we were spreading the gospel, when we were discussing among brothers and sisters, are we that chant the meanings of God's words.
其实很多时候呢，我们只爱讲那些人们爱听的，就说哎，告诉人们信主以后就会有平安、有喜乐、有健康等等的好处。
Are we often telling people what they like to hear, and so that if you believe, you will have peace and happiness?
我们很少跟人谈认罪悔改以及可能遭遇的试炼或者是苦难。
We rarely tell people they need to confess and repent, and they may run into difficulties.
所以如果这样的话呢，我们就没有把全备的真理福音告诉人。
If this is true, then we have not told people the truth.
所以部分的真理其实就是谎言。
So a partial truth is lie.
就不是真理。
It's not a truth.
那么总结我们今天的信息，我们看到。
So in conclusion.
那么三位爱主的妇女呢，她们买了香膏，想着安息日一过就去膏主的身体。
So the three women who loved the Lord, they bought the spice as soon as the Passover was over.
但是她们没有想到，当她们到了那里的时候呢，挡在坟墓的大石头已经挪开了。
So they didn't expect that the big stone was rolled away from the tomb.
当他们进了坟墓的时候，也没想到主耶稣的身体已经不在了。
When they entered, they didn't think that the body of the Lord is no longer there.
见到的是白衣天使以及保持原样的那个细麻布和裹头巾。
What they saw was the angel dressed in white and the linen cloth in their original form.
听到的是天使的宣告和吩咐他们去做的。
They heard.The announcement, the instruction from the angel.
然而三位妇人呢，没有按天使告诉的去做，而是仓皇的逃跑了。
And they didn't do the things as instructed by the angel, and they fled.
他们不但没有把天使的话如实的转告给其他的门徒。
Not only they didn't truthfully tell the disciples what the angel instructed.
反而告诉他们说，主耶稣的身体被人。拿走了。
And yet they told them the body of the Lord was taken by others.
但是这段信息的总体呢，是告诉我们一个真理，就是主耶稣应验他的预言，三日后真的复活了。
So this passage tells us Jesus did fulfill his prophecy. He was risen after 3 days.
那么让所有信他的人不至于定罪，而会有永生。
So whoever believes in him shall not condemn, but have eternal hope.
我们来祈祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，主，你赐给我们主你的话语，你的圣灵。
Lord, we thank you for your mercy and for your love. You have given us the truth.
主，你让我们透过你的话语、你的圣灵，能够真正的明白主你在我们每个人身上的旨意。
So through the help of the Spirit, make us truly understand your words and your meaning for us.
也让我们真的知道主你在圣经中告诉我们救恩的真理。
And also let us understand the truth of salvation.
特别是今天透过主你的复活的这个真信息，让我们真的是知道主你已经复活了。
So through the passage of resurrection, let us believe you are truly risen.
让我们这些凡是信靠你的人能够有永生的盼望。
So that for us who believes in you may have eternal hope.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天。